We are happy to welcome back someone who, I think this is your third visit, isn't it, Zizi?
I think so.
Maybe, no, it has to be third. I was wondering if you were our first four-star treatment visitor. You might be, I don't know. But anyway, it's great to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we always like having you, and you come by, you're dolled up today, woman.
Thanks.
You are looking sharp.
Thanks, yeah.
Yikes.
Just, you know, just rolled out of bed.
Woo. Anyway, This Means War, it's the next record, and I'm going to assume, I asked you when you first got here, you were working incredibly, incredibly hard when the first record was released. I mean, nonstop pretty much for... Go on. How long? How long were you actually out on the road?
Like 2.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was, there were times when we were seeing you, you know, we joke about the time at South By where you did 5 or 6 shows and we flew on a flight with you at 7 in the morning the next
day.
Yeah,
and I was so happy and nice, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, if everyone after that is do a few Z's, pardon the pun. We had also talked back in the very beginning of how you had to prepare yourself for that kind of commitment to going out and gain an audience attention. And you did so. You've been gracious to the media. You've played a lot. How many dates do you figure you played since you kicked off the last tour cycle?
I have no idea. I mean, I'd say, I don't know, probably over 200 or 300, I would think. But I'm not sure.
Wow. Well, and you're in great spirits.
Yeah.
300 shows in, a lot of travel and a lot of touring, a lot of, you know, commitment to building an audience. And you came in here today with a smile as wide as the world.
Oh, thanks. Well, yeah, I kind of like my job. You know, there's worse things you could do for sure.
There is. There certainly is. You could be a steel worker in Youngstown. But
we were talking about that. Walking around with no fingers. Yeah. So you have all my fingers.
Yeah, you got all your fingers. And I guess you're going to use some of them.
Some of them, yeah.
Let's talk about the album in a moment. But first, do you want to play a song?
And absolutely.
What are you going to start with?
I think we're going to start with a song I wrote called Put the Gun Down off of Till the Casket
Falls. Woo! Everyone knows that and loves it. It's ZZ Ward. Coming back to KCSN here on 88.5.
Don't take
It's 88.5 KCSN, and that is music from ZZ Ward, who is live in studio with us here at KCSN, welcoming her back as we prepare for the forthcoming album, This Means War. That song, of course, you know from hearing from Till the Casket Drops, her debut album. This Means War, Till the Casket Drops. I was thinking... sunny disposition when it comes to your titles, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm real light and fluffy, you know?
Until the casket drops and this means war. Sheesh. When's Soft Kitty coming? Anyway.
Well, Love Three Times, the new single, is a little, it's like the fluffiest I'm going to get for sure.
But it is, you know, while you say that, the new single is a, well, how would you describe it in terms of, it's not light and fluffy, but it is a...
It's a lighter song for me, but I feel like when I wrote that song, I wrote the chorus, and I was literally like, first, I was like, no. I was like, this has for sure been written before, because I felt like it just came so easy. I wrote it really fast. And then I said love, the lyric love. I'm like, oh, psh, I can't say love three times like this. You know, this is so cliche. So I walked away from it. And then I kept singing it in my head. It wouldn't go away.
Right.
And the manager was like, maybe that means you should finish writing it. So I was like, all right, well, I'll finish writing it. And so I got real on the verses and talked about, you know, the reality of it not being such a perfect situation. So I kept it me, you know.
Right.
But yeah, it's a little bit lighter for me.
Well, but when you talk about a hook, a chorus, a title like Love Three Times, it is something that a lot of people are going to relate to. And if I went through our library and looked up how many songs had the word love in it, we'd be here all week.
I know.
So it's a theme that drives most music, you know, from day one. So
it's true.
You know, you found your own version of it, and I'm sure you will continue to find different ways to express your feelings about love, you know. Album four will be Serial Killer. I don't know. You'll come up with something like that. I'm glad you laughed because, you know, that line, you know, I was saying, I was going, eh, I want to go there. Talk to me about the when you approach this, when you'd done an album, you'd gone through the whole, both with the management, with the label, all the things that went into not only the creating, the recording, and producing of the record, but all the attendant publicity and everything else. So when you approached the making of this album, did you have strong ideas about this time, this is how it's going to be? Talk to me about how maybe you had gained some experience that you wanted to really try things a certain way.
Absolutely. I think it wasn't necessarily that I turned around and was like, oh, I know exactly what I want to do for the second album and I know what I want to write about. It was definitely something that I just had to like force myself to do. And then it kind of, you know, even now sitting back and talking about the record is a very interesting thing for me because it's literally like sitting back and telling you what kind of person I am. Well, it can't necessarily do that when you're in your own skin. So sitting back and thinking about, you know, the themes on the record and things like that, it's fascinating because I'm like, wow, I really am going through that stuff. And it's interesting that, you know, I'm so raw and honest about it. But I think the one thing for me is I really learned with the first album, I feel like I took the ride more. Like I was more like, these are my songs. Wow, I can put them out there. This is so cool. And I just kind of went for this roller coaster ride. And this time around, I really feel like, you know, there are no limits. There are no boundaries as an artist. You really can and are encouraged to do what you want to do and not only have a creative voice when it comes to the songwriting, but take it as far as you want to. So for me now, it's like, what visuals do I want to do with these songs? You know, we're putting out some music videos with these songs. It was a very visual process for me writing the album. You know, gotten more into production with this album. I mean, well, I can, you know, choose what I want to wear and I can have an artistic voice that way. I mean, there's really so many different things you can do. And I think it's really exciting for me this time around.
Well, it is, you know, artists have expressed to us that we are in an age of where multimedia expression has to be part of. We just spent some time with U2 last week, and you know the lengths they take that expression to. And a lot of artists talk about how nowadays people are used to so much stimuli that you have to be concerned with, you know, more than just an audio product.
Yeah, you know,
there has to be a lot more, and you want to be the one who, if it's going to represent you, then you definitely do need to feel that it does just that.
Yeah, and I really hope to be the kind of artist because, you know, everything is always changing. I think the moment that you're like, oh, well, this is how it was and this is how I'm most comfortable, well, good luck because the world will keep changing. So for us, I think this time around, that's why we're like, you know, we're putting out a single and the album doesn't come out until September. You know, we're going to drop some songs, you know, over the time before the album comes out and really kind of get people excited and have some fun with it, you know?
Well, this is, you know, that's a point that you make in the sense of Love Three Times. You probably, when you first came to us, you already were synthesizing. When we first got to know you, you were synthesizing different genres of music. So you came in already willing to mix it up.
Yeah.
And it sounds like on Love Three Times, you said, you know what? Maybe I will write a song that's a little, quote, straightforward to a degree.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was really about, you know, I never want my fans to feel like they don't know who I am. And I've built such an amazing foundation out there all over the country with people. So, but I feel like that comes through a lot in my voice and my sound.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to take some risks on this album. I wanted to have fun with it. I didn't want to be afraid to write a great song. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if the songs, like, the better I can write a song, the happier I'm going to be. I think it's always going to be real. It's always going to be honest to what I'm going through. And that's what makes it me.
The idea of it being the single, you went for that as opposed to going, single. It was like, I'm going to write the best song I can and make it a...
No, I want everyone to hear my music and know who I am. I mean, if I was trying to hide, then I wouldn't be doing what I was doing. You know, I'd be making music in secret somewhere. I mean, I've already put myself out there and been like, hey, I'm ZZ Ward, this is my music. So might as well be like, let's take it to every possible level we can.
300 dates in a year and a half time would indicate that, yes, you're not hiding. Well, we've talked about Love Three Times. Were you planning on doing that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, would you play it for us now so that everyone can hear a live version of the song they've been hearing on like N88.5? KCSN?
For sure. Let's do it. Love Three Times. We've got the neighbors calling the cops because you're screaming out my name. I'm throwing dishes from the rooftop and you're standing in the rain. We're either or we're fighting. No caramel in between, you make me ill, but it's such a thrill. There's only one thing that would make me do all the craziness I do in the next to it. It's a little bit insane, but it feels so right, and it's got me coming back to you every night. Love, love, love. Shirt in half and cry while I'm pulling out my hair. Argue for hours at a time because true love doesn't care. Then I'll curse the sun's in my kissing and lights up like a flare. You make me ill, but it's such a thrill. There's only one thing that would make me do all the craziness I do, and next to you, it's a little bit insane. But it feels so right, and it's got me coming back to you every night. Love, 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 love. You break the windows, yeah, on the car, but you never, ever, never, ever break my heart. We're so far from perfect, but that's just who we are. There's only one thing that would make me do all the craziness I do next to you. It's a little bit insane, but it feels so right, and it's got me coming back to you every night. It's love. Ah!
In fine voice and looking pretty sharp too, ZZ Ward returning to KCSN with a live session. That's, of course, the new single, Love Three Times, and it is coming from your forthcoming album, This Means War, which September 18th is when it'll in store. Mm-hmm. It is available, as they say in the parlance of our industry, for pre-order now.
It is, yeah.
I've seen that on your website and on a couple of the other retailers that exist mostly online. Mm-hmm. So people who want to, and you've also got, I noticed at your website, you have some of the VIP experience stuff. And
yeah, we got some fun stuff we're working on for people to kind of give them people that really want to know what it was like making the second album. Just kind of, we did a lot of behind the scenes stuff for them. So.
And a killer logo. The logo's killer.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it makes me feel like Batman.
Yeah, it is a great, strong logo. See, we're talking about all the branding stuff now. Hey, you know what? The thing is that you're good, and you're a good person, and you play great music, and everyone should go out and acquire it. You're coming back to play in Los Angeles October 16th at the El Rey.
Yes.
That seems like a long time away.
I know it is.
That's like, what, 400
so
shows
good.
For you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to be a few shows. I guess you're going to do... Oh, you just did Bottle Rock. How was Bottle Rock?
It was awesome. I mean, come on. It's so gorgeous there, and there's wine everywhere.
Yeah, I was worried about that.
There's worse places to play.
Yeah, you didn't do too many of the wine tours, did you?
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't really help with all the singing I have to do.
Yeah, it got in the way of your sipping wine. Well, you know.
Yeah, I didn't really. I drank a little bit. Brett Denon has a wine.
Oof.
And we did a culinary experience, and I tasted some of that wine. It was good. Some good wine.
Well, we can't wait for the album to drop, and we certainly can't wait for you to come back and play on October 16th at the El Rey, and we're always appreciative of having you stop by. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me in.
You really did sound great today.
Thank you.
You stepped right up to the mic, and you just delivered. ZZ Ward, friend of KCSN, the new song Love Three Times, the new album This Means War will be available on September 18th, but as we indicated, if you really want to get in there and get the little extras, you can do it at her website or, of course, at some of the retailers out there, Amazon, iTunes, etc., and we look forward to having her back in Los Angeles on October 16th. It's the great ZZ Ward. Thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you. Absolutely.